This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Today's U.S. attack on Venezuela and the arrest of dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife brought air travel to a halt for some people going to or leaving Caribbean destinations. KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us about one Philly traveler who is now stranded in Puerto Rico after a 10-day holiday vacation.
Noah Kilshaw was set to be on a 2:30 p.m. flight from San Juan, Puerto Rico on his way back home to Philly when he got a morning knock on his door from his mom.
Around 8:30 and said, hey, our flight's been canceled. We've kidnapped Maduro, so all airspace around the Caribbean has been completely shut off.
Since then, Kilshaw says he's gotten conflicting information online about when he will be able to return to Philadelphia.
It could be anywhere from till Tuesday to 24 hours from now.
A spokesperson for the Philadelphia airport says there have been a number of cancellations to and from destinations in the Caribbean like San Juan, Cancun, and more, but not all flights have been canceled. They suggested passengers with flights to or from the affected airspace should check with their airline for updates.
It's just kind of caused a air of tension and uncertainty because we not only do know when we're going back, but in terms of what the flights are going to look like after being backed up a day or two.
I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
According to the website FlightAware, 29 flights have been canceled at the Philadelphia airport today, most to or from the Caribbean. A demonstration planned for tomorrow at noon outside Philadelphia's Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul. Organizers say prayers will be offered for the people of Venezuela. Reaction from local political leaders mixed. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick congratulating President Trump, his team, and the brave troops for what he called a flawlessly executed mission. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons, grateful that no Americans were killed, but he said the president lacks a clear plan for what comes next and risks creating instability in the region. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim saying Secretaries Rubio and Hegseth blatantly lied to Congress, looking every senator in the eye a couple weeks ago saying this was not about regime change. A CBS News poll back in November finding 70% of Americans would oppose the U.S. taking military action in Venezuela. 75% said the Trump administration would need congressional approval first. Hundreds of people attended a fundraiser today to honor fallen Delaware State Police Corporal Matthew Ty Snook. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Newark.
The 10-year veteran was killed on December 23rd while working an overtime detail at a DMV near Wilmington when someone opened fire inside the building. A nonprofit that assists law enforcement members with PTSD hosted a drive-through fundraiser at William B. Keene Elementary School.
We had 165 cars lined up before the gates even opened.
Robert Quirk is a co-founder of Blue Line Network and says it's important to do an event like this before Corporal Snook's funeral, which is scheduled for Monday.
That way, as the family goes to the funeral and all the police officers are on the way to the funeral, they can see the support that they have from the community by seeing the blue lines and the memorial stickers that we have done for our fallen heroes in the past.
Donors drove in a line up to volunteers where they received memorial stickers. 100% of the collections are going directly to Snook's family. Organizers say at least 500 cars drove through the fundraiser. At least 100 people across the Delmarva region volunteered. In Newark, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There have been numerous reports of a crazed pit bull attacking other dogs in Center City. KYW's John McDevitt has more.
It was Tuesday night when Brian Lewandowski of Washington Square West was walking his 12-year-old miniature pincher Ziggy near 12th and Chestnut Streets when a pit bull came out of nowhere and latched onto one of Ziggy's rear hind legs.
The dog had a winter jacket on and a leash, but there was no owner around.
Lewandowski said two Good Samaritans tried to help him separate the dogs. The attack, he said, lasted nearly 5 minutes.
The leg was very badly damaged. All of the metatarsal bones from the ankle down were completely shattered. All of his toes were shattered. His knee was broken. Puncture wounds in his hip.
Ziggy's leg had to be amputated. A police report was filed. Officials are looking into the possibility that the dog belongs to a homeless woman that frequents the downtown area. Lewandowski was either scratched or bitten in the attack and sought medical treatment for rabies as a precaution. A GoFundMe page has been set up. Search for Help Ziggy Heal After a Brutal Attack if you would like to donate. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill continues her tour of Garden State diners to take the pulse of the public before her inauguration January 20th. Sherrill stopped by Ponzio's in Cherry Hill, and KYW's Mike DiNardo was there too.
Hey guys, how are you? Mikey, so nice seeing you.
Mikey Sherrill went booth to booth at Ponzio's to hear what people wanted her to do when she takes office on the 20th. Ursula Harris said Camden needed help.
Basically to help build it up, to help support the children and the homeless there. That's basically what we need.
Sherrill told reporters that while she was elected after running on affordability, she wanted to continue to listen.
After running a campaign where I spoke to thousands of people over the last year, I know what the focus is, but it's always really important to continue to hear from people's experiences on the ground.
For people who don't meet the governor-elect while they're at a diner, Sherrill said the state website has an online survey where members of the public can weigh in to let her know their priorities before she is sworn in. In Cherry Hill, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.